Hope for Each Day by Billy Graham. This writing entitled The Spirit of God. From John 14, verse 16. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. And Billy Graham writes, during his lifetime on earth, Christ's presence could be experienced only by a small group of people at any given time. Now Christ dwells through the Spirit in the hearts of all who have received him as Savior and Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote, do you not know that the Spirit of God dwells in you? The Holy Spirit is given to every believer, not for a limited time, but forever. If he left us for one moment, we would be in deep trouble, but he doesn't. He is there to give you both the gifts and the power to work for Christ. He is there to give you strength in the moment of temptation. He is there to produce the fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You will never have more of the Holy Spirit than you do right now. But will he have more of you? Psalms Now by Leslie Brand, Psalm 87. This world is God's world, and our great God loves the world that he made and the people he created to inhabit it. Living in teeming cities or remote villages, they are all God's people. And his love embraces each and every one. Not all the men and women of this world are citizens of the kingdom of God. The people who shun his redeeming love cannot inhabit the city of eternal light. They become the children of darkness. They shall wander forever through the limitless spaces of nothingness. The sons and daughters of God enjoy a close relationship with their Father and Creator. They walk in obedience to his will and word. They shall dwell together in joy and shall sing and dance in continuous celebration in what that beautiful city is beyond the boundaries and borders of this present world. Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. These words are given to Sarah by the Holy Spirit. Make friends with the problems in your life. Though many things feel random and wrong, remember that I am sovereign over everything. I can fit everything into a pattern for good, but only to the extent that you trust me. Every problem can teach you something, transforming you little by little into the masterpiece I created you to be. The very same problem can become a stumbling block over which you fall, if you react with distrust and defiance. The choice is up to you, and you will have to choose many times each day whether to trust me or defy me. The best way to befriend your problems is to thank me for them. This simple act opens your mind to the possibility of benefits flowing from your difficulties. You can give persistent problems nicknames, helping you to approach them with familiarity rather than with dread. The next step is to introduce them to me, enabling me to embrace them in my loving presence. I will not necessarily remove your problems, but my wisdom is sufficient to bring good out of every one of them. Romans 8, verse 28, Amplified Version. We are assured and know that, God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good, to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. 1 Corinthians 1, beginning at verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Thank you. A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. God of my forefathers, I cry unto you. Thou hast been the refuge of good and wise men in every generation. When history began, thou wert the first enlightener of men's minds, and thine was the spirit that first led them out of their brutish estate and made them men through all the ages. Thou hast been the Lord and giver of life, the source of all knowledge, the fountain of all goodness. The patriarchs trusted thee and were not put to shame. The prophets sought thee, and thou didst commit thy word to their lips. The psalmist rejoiced in thee, and thou wert present in their song. The apostles waited upon thee, and they were filled with thy Holy Spirit. The martyrs called upon thee, and thou wert with them in the midst of the flame. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. O thou who wast and art to come, I thank thee that this Christian way wherein I walk is no untried or uncharted road, but a road beaten hard by the footsteps of saints, apostles, prophets, and martyrs. I thank thee for the finger posts and danger signals with which it is marked at every turning, and which may be known to me through the study of the Bible, and of all history, and of all the great literature of the world. Beyond all, I give thee devout and humble thanks for the great gift of Jesus Christ, the pioneer of our faith. I praise thee that thou hast caused me to be born in an age and in a land which have known his name, and that I am not called upon to face any temptation or trial which he did not first endure. Forbid it, holy Lord, that I should fail to profit by these great memories of the ages that are gone by, or to enter into the glorious inheritance which thou hast prepared for me, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen.